This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Next Friday night, April 13th, at the Cosmos in Albuquerque, as part of the Spotlight on New Mexico Composers series presented by Chatter, there will be a special evening devoted to the music of John Kennedy. This innovative and internationally known New Mexico composer will be represented by seven works, reaching back 13 years and including two world premieres. We're very lucky to have John Kennedy with us this morning at KUNM for a preview. John, welcome back.
Great to be here.
It's great to have you. An evening devoted to your music here in your home state of New Mexico. What criteria did you use to decide what to include in the program?
Well, it was such a lovely invitation from the Chatter Group. It was really generous of them. And I felt, let's focus on recent and new work. And in fact, four of the seven pieces have been composed in the past year.
Wow.
And so two of them will be premieres. And they weren't commissioned by or written for Chatter, but they happened to be in the wings. And so it's a happy juncture.
And the instrumentation works for the Chatter Ensemble.
Yeah, well, you know, I gave David and James and Eric Walters a list of pieces, probably about 15 pieces, and said, you know, this is what's possible, that range in size from, say, solos to large ensemble works. So they sort of went through things and picked what made sense as a program.
One of the world premieres is called Insignia of Image, and you're working in something that we've discussed a little bit before in previous visits, what you call an open form composition.
It's a strategy for the navigation of musical time. So much of our music is just written with pulse and is written in 4/4 time. It's amazing to me how many composers of great complexity in Europe still write in 4/4 all the time. And so Insignia of Image just explores the navigation of musical time where people move at their own rate of speed. I'm not the first composer to do this, but it's something that I do a lot in my work.
And there's also a piece, well, it's called the iPhone Quartet, which might clue us as to what instrument is being used here. But it is an homage to John Cage.
Well, you know, this is the Cage centenary year. He was born in 1912, and people all over the world are playing his music this year. But I did work with John Cage when I lived in New York, and I knew him well. I toured with him a bit. And, you know, this amazing tool we have, I mean, I think the iPhone's like one of the most amazing inventions of my lifetime.
Right.
And how it combines so many different activities in one instrument. And I know Cage would have loved it. And and in fact, many pieces he wrote involve strategies for using something like that, you know, with the technology that existed in his time, whether it was, you know, the radio or amplifying something or recording something and playing it back.
Right.
And even using the telephone as an instrument, he did that as well. And so I explore lots of these things in the iPhone Quartet, I call it, actually. and it makes sense for me to dedicate it to John in this year.
There are most likely going to be some people in the audience Friday, April 13th, who have never heard your music. What would you say to them in advance of their coming to hear John Kennedy's music for the first time?
Well, actually, I like to think that my music is very accessible. And I know that even within my peer group of composers, some composers find that I write pretty music. And so so in spite of the piece for four iPhones, there will be some pretty music on the program as well. I mean, even when I use unconventional structures, such as, you know, musicians proceeding at their own rate of pace, it tends to involve very tonal musical figures.
Composer John Kennedy will be celebrated next Friday night, April 13th, 7:30 p.m. at the Cosmos, 1715 5th Street Northwest in Albuquerque. The Contemporary Chamber Ensemble Chatter 2021 will perform an evening of John's music, including two world premieres. Advance tickets are available at chatterchamber.org. Thank you so much for coming in, John.
Thank you. My pleasure.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.